I want to thank you for continuing to partner with us in this renewal. We are so excited about what the Holy Spirit is doing in our midst, and we want to continue to honor him this morning and this afternoon as we minister. If you have a Bible, that's an awesome thing to grab out. If you have a phone, get that out as well, please. Feel free to get your phone out. I'm speaking a completely different message from this morning, but I want to look at this word in Ephesians 5 called basis, and I want to give some practical help for living in the Spirit. I'm not going to do any review from this morning, but what I will say is this, is that we are called to live practically in the Spirit in the natural. What I mean by that, we are called to live in heavenly places far above all things, amen? But we also need to operate fully here on the earth. Yeah, do we get that? And so we can't just be all airy-fairy in the Spirit of the time, because we have to actually live, move, and have our being. And so I hope that over this day, and this is all being recorded as well, that these practical tips for us, or practical ways, or practical paths for us, would help us be both full of the Spirit and also in the natural. I'm just moving all this stuff out of my way because I'm not used to all this stuff. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I've also got a time frame, which I never have, so I'm going to try and communicate as much as I can. Maybe we're just going to eat steak today. I'm not sure. Holy Spirit, help me. Because I have... Yeah, wow. Amen. Oh, this is the sermon I want to preach. I really want to preach this today, but I haven't got enough time. There's a man in the back, my brother Darren. I love this man. But there's a... He said this. He stewarded something on Wednesday morning. I just opened up this realm personally for me in the Spirit, and I've been affected ever since. I'm going to come back to Psalm 65 one Sunday and just camp in Psalm 65. Oh, but I won't go there now. I really want to, but I haven't got enough time, amen. And so I want to give some practical help today about some things that have been happening, but I want to read you something that I've been writing over the last few weeks. I sense there are many roads in front of us today. Many roads less travelled that will make all the difference. The further down then we wander in wonder. Say that again. I sense there are many roads in front of us today. Many roads less travelled that will make all the difference. The further down them we wander in wonder. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us wander in the Word of God and in the truth today, and that would bring us great wonder in our own lives. I pray that we would open the Word of God and we would marvel at the truth, the revelation, and the insight that you give us in your Word, God. Holy Spirit, help me communicate to everyone present, Lord, and also to everyone who's going to watch this, help me communicate this in a way that helps them be transformed by the renewing of their mind. And may your kingdom flourish, Lord, in different ways. And may the power of your Spirit, Lord, engulf young people and old people and immature people and mature people. May we be engulfed by your Spirit today. And so we give this to you, Lord, and we ask, help us, Holy Spirit, as we move, live, and have our being in you. And I'm so grateful and thankful for you, Jesus. Who's just grateful today for Jesus Christ and his love that he poured out for us? I pray the grace that's here right now will just be released all across this region, Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Father. I'm not going to do that. 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 I'm going to do this. When I was preparing for this, I prepared about 10 different messages. And then I said to the Lord, I've got nothing. I don't know which one to speak on, so I'm going to speak on this. If you can't see it, my apologies over that side of the room. I'll try and move myself this way. I want us to get a practicality in our spirituality today. I want us to understand that we no longer have to live from what falls. We can now live from what flows. I want to say it again. We don't have to live from what falls anymore. We can live from what flows now. What do I mean by that? We don't have to live with a spiritual winter, a spiritual summer, a spiritual spring, and a spiritual autumn. We can live in the fullness of God full time. And in heaven right now, there is only one season, and that season is abundant fullness. And Jesus asked us to live here on the earth in the what was happening in the heavenly realm, where we are seated with Christ in His places. And so if anything today, I pray the Holy Spirit would empower you to live no longer from what falls, but from what flows. I want to say to you, in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve were with the Lord in the cool of the day, when they were ministering to the Lord, when they were living in complete communion, they weren't fed by anything that fell. They were only fed by things that flowed. There was no separation between them and the Lord God. There was only a complete flow. Sin comes into the world, and as the curse of sin comes in, we see our world shift the season. And so we go from living, Adam and Eve lived beyond season. They lived beyond things that had to fall, such as rain and weather. They lived beyond that in a place of the kingdom of Almighty God. And then sin comes and the curse comes, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in seasonal transition where everything is done by seasons. We can go through the whole of the old covenant and we can see that they were living season to season. They would say, okay, in this season, this is going to happen, in that season, in 50, and then Jesus comes after 400 years of silence. Not one prophetic voice for 400 years. Is that true?
Yeah.
Amen. And then John the Baptist comes announcing that one is coming, that he's not worthy to unlace his sandals, who's going to fulfill everything and bring us back into an Eden-like state. You say it's too much. No, it's not too much. It's actually the promise of the kingdom is that we would be a people that live from what flows. And then we see the transition happening where we see two ages or two eons happen. We see an old covenant and a new covenant crossing over in the life of Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden, the old covenant is taken away. And what remains is this new covenant, Jesus Christ. And we remember that Jesus Christ is not just dead and was resurrected and was ascended and was, he actually is enthroned on high. Amen. Can we get an amen? He's enthroned on high. So everything that we do in our life, we can do from the place of being enthroned with him. And in that place, we can live from what is flowing. Throughout the Old Testament, we see different sparks of this. We see the prophet Elijah come, and he starts to live from a place of flow, not what falls. Amen? He starts to live from a place. We can look at other people in the Old Testament where David starts to enact something in the kingdom realm where he can move in something that flows, not what falls. But I want to say to you, brother and sister, today, I want to say to you that you don't have to live any longer in the seasons of this and that. You can live from what flows as a new creation of God. As a new covenant, as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, you don't have to wait upon something to, oh, it's not my season anymore. I decree over you right now, the only season you are living, reality-wise, is the fullness of Almighty God. Ephesians 3 says this, that the fullness of God dwells in you. Not if you're behaving right this morning, and if you get it wrong tonight, he's going to pull a little bit away. He says the fullness of God dwells in you. Amen? If the fullness of God is dwelling in you, then you can be a broker and an ambassador for the fullness of God to fill the earth. Amen? I want to say something bold now, and I don't mean to be controversial whatsoever, but I want to say this. The earth is not looking for God. The earth is looking for sons and daughters who know who they actually are. It says the whole of the earth is what? Travailing for the manifestation of the sons of God. That word sons encapsulates women as well. And so we have the earth no longer looking for God. The earth is looking for sons who bear his image. And so if I can encourage us anything this morning, is that you are one who has been called to bear the image of Jesus Christ. And religion has taught you, you can only go so far because you're only qualified for that. But the kingdom says, you are a son, you are a daughter, go as far as you can and I will bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's good, Esther. I get a woohoo. Amen. And I want to share a couple of things quickly on a little bit of a story for us on how, this might be a new theology to people who are tracking with us all across the place, but nothing about it is new. This is what Jude actually said in the book of Jude. He says this: contend earnestly for the faith that was once released to the saints. Even in the book of Jude, when he wrote that, he noticed that the church had moved away from its kingdom mandate and was putting in rules and regulations to make people under control. But control, we know, control is used because people feel insecure and fearful. Control is something that I want the Holy Spirit to remove. I want the Holy Spirit to take away because control is not part of the kingdom realm. And so, can we go on a little journey today? Amen. Please forgive my drawing. But I want to speak about this. I want to speak about the soil, the rock, and the river. And I want to take us on a little bit of a journey just quickly. I'll just check my time. Amen. I've got plenty of time, about 10 minutes, praise God. I've never been confined to a time space. This is weird for me, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. But what happens is that people get saved into good soil, amen. But we were never told to stop at the soil level. If a plant only goes into the soil, it can be easily pulled up, amen. Then below the soil is rock, okay. And that rock is our cornerstone, it's the Christ. And we need to be bedded into the rock, amen, as our foundation. But we can't stop there. We've got to get ourselves, we've got to get our roots deep into the river of God. We've got to get ourselves deep into the flow of the Holy Ghost. We've got to get ourselves deep into that river. And trees that get themselves all the way into the water table that's under the ground, those trees can survive, listen to this, from generation to generation to generation to generation. And if I had enough time, which I don't, I would take you through and I'll show you the moves of God throughout history have either been moves of the word, moves of the rock, or they've been moves that have gone all the way through into the spirit. And we want to be a people that are significantly asking the Holy Spirit for us to go through the word, through the rock, and into the river. We want to be people that go through the cross into the kingdom realm. We don't want to stop at the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ, salvation, is incredibly beautiful, but it's a terrible place to stop. It's an awesome place to start. And religion has taught people to stop at the cross. We want to champion people on to go through the cross into the land of the kingdom. And so, if you are a tree, Psalm 1 says that there is trees planted by the river. Ezekiel 47 says there are trees planted by the river. And Revelation 22 says there are trees planted by the river. I want to drop something into your spirit. Go away with this and run with it for the next 10 years. In Revelation 22, when it says that the trees are on either side and they fruit all the time. It says every month, but they fruit all the time, right? That word tree, I'm going to run. That word tree actually means this. Two cross beams that have been joined together on the side of the river. So you want to be in the river of God, you've got to go through the cross. Amen? Through the cross into the kingdom is where the Holy Spirit is asking us to go. Through the cross into the kingdom is where the Holy Spirit is asking us to go. Amen. That enables us, to go into what flows. We live from the flow of God. We live from the flow of God as a new creation and as a new covenant people. A Another practical key is this, I want to give this to you now, is that there's two words for church in the Bible. There is ecclesia, which means that I would have the same values, the same belief system as somebody else. But there's a word called koinonia, which means that my heart is moved to what that heart is moved to. And I believe that we have a lot of ecclesias around the world, and they teach people to give prophecy, which is good, but we need to become a koinonia, which teaches people how to receive prophecy as much as it is to give it. And the Holy Spirit's been speaking to me about teaching you how to receive, contend, and war with the prophetic words, not just to receive them. I often say like this, kingdom families teach people how to receive the prophetic, not just give it. This creates the culture of the prophetic and not a prophetic shop. We will never be known as a prophetic shop. I never wanted people to go, oh, that's where you're going to get prophecy from. No, we want people to know that when they're receiving a word from God, they need to also then be taught how to steward that word, how to apply that word, and how to release it onto other people. Amen. Just want to release that to you today. I don't know what else to do, Holy Spirit. The earth is not looking for God. The earth is looking for sons of God who are bearing such an intimacy on the inside that the earth on the outside comes into the greatest cosmic intention. That's a bit crazy. I'm going to say it again. The earth is not looking for God. The earth is looking for sons of God. Put yourself in there, women, because you are mighty in God, who are bearing such an intimacy on the inside that the earth on the outside comes into its greatest cosmic intention. When I write this stuff, I don't know what, sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do, Lord. I don't know how this looks, but I'm not really worried. Holy Spirit, just help us in this moment. Help us be led and guided by you. Help us not try and figure it all out in the moment, but let us just live, move, and have our being in you. I might finish with this practical little thing that I've been thinking about. If you have only, who's ever gone to a beehive and got honey out of it? Like I'm talking, like you've got to get the bees out of the way, then you just get the honey, you put it in your mouth. Josh, say, have you done that before? We've got to go find some beehives, amen. Allergic to bees. That's why we'll do it, amen. Anyone ever done that? Anyone in this room ever gone to a beehive and moved the bees out of the way and eaten the honey, right? No, we're all just Capilano people, aren't we, in Australia? For those non-Australians, Capilano is your stock stand and heated up honey. They put even more sugar in, so it tastes really good, amen? And it's so runny, it's like maple syrup, right? The Holy Spirit said this to me a few weeks ago. He said, if you have only ever tasted manufactured honey, when you taste the real thing, you don't understand why it tastes so different. So it is with false religion and the kingdom of God. I'll say it again. If you have only ever tasted manufactured honey, when you taste the real thing, you don't understand why it tastes so different. So it is with false religion and the kingdom of Almighty God. Sometimes the things that we taste don't always, we think that should taste like something else. But I want to encourage you that the real thing, after a little while, tastes so much better and is so much better for you, amen. Holy Spirit, may we continue not to eat false religion. And I repent, Holy Spirit, any place where I have enacted religion and not your kingdom. And in front of my friends, and I just pray, Holy Spirit, you'd help us be people who refuse to eat the manufactured, just never eat false religion. Well, I pray you'd always give us the real thing. Even when we don't understand, Holy Spirit, will you say, feed us the real thing. and let it change us from the inside out. I ask, Holy Spirit, whatever has landed today, that my friends, that my brothers and sisters here and those who will watch this will know they can live in the fullness of God without any condemnation. They can live in the fullness of God without any restriction on them. They can go far beyond what they can ever hope, dream, or imagine. They can live literally from what flows now and not what falls. I pray for them to be a people who go into the Word and into the foundation stone, the cornerstone that is Christ, and they go through that and their roots find the river of God. And the Word and Christ and the Spirit in a symphony, in a unity, would empower their life. That they wouldn't have to wait for the season of blooming, but they would say, I know the river of God, the source of all life. I know the Holy Spirit who gives me what exactly I need in this moment. I pray for a trust to be released. I pray where things are not looking as if they're going to turn around, I prophesy a turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree, Lord, where things don't look like they should, I ask, Holy Spirit, give people eyes to see what really is happening. Give them ears to hear what is really happening. I pray, Holy Spirit, where people don't sense or they think it's confusing or they understand what's happening in their own life, I pray you bring clarity today, Holy Spirit, that they would know that you have them exactly where they need to be. And so we yield afresh today, Holy Spirit. We surrender afresh. We ask you to manifest yourself in whatever way you want to. I sense to pray now for, I just ask the Holy Spirit to break restriction. Where religion has come and restricted you, I ask the Holy Spirit to come with the sword of the Lord, to come, the Word of God, to that even divides between bone and marrow, that it would come and it would deliver you from every restriction religion has tried to put upon you. And that you would be filled with the fullness of Almighty God. Oh. I just keep hearing this word, free form. And so I want to pray for that. I don't know if I've gone over time. I'm not sure what's happening too much. But Gene, can I just get you to stand up if that's okay? Amen. This is our brother Gene. I'm going to pray for him now. Holy Spirit, why don't you extend your hands and we'll just ask the Lord to come. I take authority right now, Gene, over every word that's been spoken over you about performance and spoken over you about being a certain way, and I command that to break off you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy free form over you now in Jesus' name. That whatever idea comes into you, inspired by the Spirit, that you would go with that. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would fill our brother and your son with the fullness of Almighty God. And Lord, I know and I've seen, Lord, the mantle of creativity on his life, but I even pray now that you would douse him, Lord. Douse him with the finger of God. Douse him with an ability to see far beyond the natural realm. Allow him to see the inside of things and allow him to see the conception of things and allow him to see the intricacies of things. And may, Lord, when he puts his hand to the brush or when he puts his eye to the canvas or whatever he does, Lord, I pray you'd fill him in that spot, in that place. And Lord, we just say yes and amen to the ideas that have been coming. I pray, Lord, for the unusual ideas he's had. We speak the life of Jesus Christ over the unusual and uncommon ideas that he's had. And where he has been restricted, where he has not been given permission, Lord, we release permission over your son today to walk in the wild of the Holy Spirit, to walk in the wild lands with the Holy Spirit, to know the outrageous love of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray where misunderstanding has come against him, Lord, I break him free from misunderstanding now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree that he is known, that he is safe, and that he is secure in the arms of his loving Father. We release that over him now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, Father, I just pray for your embrace today. I pray in all these tips, all these practical things, all our sayings today, that the one thing we would go from here with is the embrace of the Father. And he would fill us. Father, fill us with your embrace. Fill us with your kindness and your mercy, your forgiveness. And may we be brokers and ambassadors of the kindness that was extended to us, of the mercy that we have experienced, of the forgiveness that we have in our own lives. May we testify to the greatness and the goodness of Almighty God. We're going to have some prayer ministry, I think, somewhere up here. We're going to do it in a safe way, which is what we are putting in practice. And I might ask the musicians who are still here if they'd love to come, and we're just going to, I don't know what we'll do now. Bless you and thank you for being with us today. Holy Spirit, that you just fill us. And you would release what you want to release. Could we be bold enough to say today as a family that, Holy Spirit, you can trust what you need to release here. We will be obedient to your rhythm, Holy Spirit, to your anointing, Holy Spirit. We won't use it as something to get things, or we won't use it as a sideshow. We won't use it, Lord, like it's being used and abused across the nations. We say this is a safe place, Holy Spirit, where you can be who you want to be and you can lead us how you want to lead us. And we would be obedient to the Word of God. We would be obedient to the Spirit of God.